For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Former governor and Richland Center native Vernon W. Thompson was honored in Richland Center Wednesday at a historic marker dedication ceremony at Crosscut Park on what would have been his 120th birthday. Thompson was born in Richland Center on November 5, 1905. He served as Richland County Assistant DA and City Attorney. From 1944 to 1951, he served as mayor of Richland Center. Current Mayor Todd Coppernall welcomed those in attendance to the ceremony.
It's a wonderful day here in Richland Center as we honor Mr. Vernon Thompson. And as I was reading about him in preparation for the event today, I realized that he served the public for 39 years. From his first day as state assemblyman, state representative, to his last day in the U.S. Congress, 39 years. As someone who has served the public for 9 years, I find that astounding, and I do. And it just strengthens my own respect for the man, and I found myself wishing I had known him, which didn't happen, but thankfully, some of the folks in here today did know him, and I think it's important that we hear that too.
Many felt that this recognition was long overdue, including current mayor Todd Coppernall.
We're righting a wrong today. We're celebrating a man and a career, which we should be doing. But we're also doing something that probably should have happened in the 1970s, I'll freely admit it. I'm not going to get hung up on that piece. I'm going to ask everyone to help me make sure that from this day forward, everyone from here knows who Vernon Thompson was. Everyone from here knows the things that Vernon Thompson did, because he was a very big deal. And go ahead and celebrate him and brag about Vernon Thompson as one of our own.
Tonight, Kickapoo High School's presentation of James and the Giant Peach, the musical, will be presented in the Kickapoo High School auditorium. The musical is based on a novel by Roald Dahl about a boy named James whose parents died when he was young. James ends up living with his aunts who treat him horribly. One night in the garden, the Latilords give James a magical potion to drink, but he accidentally spills it, causing a peach and several insects to grow. One day, to get away from his aunts, James crawls into the giant peach, where he meets the insects and they go on an adventure together. Maddie Smith plays the role of one of the insects.
I play the character of Grasshopper, and he is a very calm, level-headed musician who takes on the role of James's father. You can kind of see the development in the character and how he kind of takes that role in, and also has a not-so-subtle eye on Ladybug. He always has a fiddle on hand in case everyone needs just some well-needed lifting.
Maddie is looking forward to performing in the musical and tells why she feels the audience should attend one of the performances.
I would definitely say for the sake of the music. The music is absolutely amazing. It will get stuck in your head.
Kickapoo High School's production of Roald Dahl's James and the Giant Peach, the musical, will be presented tonight at 7 and Saturday at 2 in the Kickapoo High School auditorium. Cost is $10 for adults and $5 for students and seniors. Advance tickets are available at the Kickapoo High School office, or they may be purchased before each show at the door. Tickets can be reserved in advance by calling 608-627-0100. As the winter season approaches, the Grant County Highway Department is implementing updated maintenance practices to enhance public safety and improve the efficiency of winter road operations. This year, the department will focus on increased use of brine solutions to pre-treat roadways before winter weather events. This proactive method prevents snow and ice from bonding to the pavement surface, allowing plow crews to clear roads more quickly and effectively once storms begin. Traditional salt use will be reduced, with chemical applications concentrated on critical areas such as hills, curves, and intersections where traction and control are most essential. Across the county's road network, crews will rely more on mechanical removal methods such as plowing and scraping to maintain safe travel conditions. This approach reduces environmental impact, preserves road infrastructure, and controls material cost while maintaining a strong commitment to public safety. The Grant County Highway Department reminds motorists to use extra caution during winter storms by reducing speed, increasing following distances, and allowing additional time for travel. Even with continuous maintenance efforts, road surfaces may remain slippery during and immediately after snowfall.
Wisconsin residents are once again protected from having their heat and power turned off for non-payment. The winter disconnection moratorium started Wednesday, which means people who cannot afford their utility bills will have until spring to get current on them. Help is available through the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program, and you can find out if you qualify for assistance by calling Home Energy Plus at 1-800-506-5596 or by contacting your local United Way at 211. Wisconsin schools are using emergency teaching licenses more than ever. A Wisconsin Policy Forum report shows that 3,832 Tier 1 emergency licenses were given out by the state in 2023-24, which is almost 20% more than in 2022. The report says schools are using the emergency licenses because traditional teacher training programs aren't producing enough educators. An emergency license lets someone with a college degree start teaching right away while they work on getting their full teaching certificate. Democratic lawmakers introduced legislation to strengthen local government's control and decision-making. State Senator Mark Spreitzer of Beloit says municipalities have been asked to do more with fewer resources and have had to go to referendums, raising taxes and placing additional strains on community members. He and other Democrats want an update to Wisconsin's shared revenue system. The lawmakers are proposing a shared revenue council to study and evaluate current formulas and determine what will work best in the future. While the state shared revenue system was updated in 2023, Spreitzer says that was merely a short-term fix. Tesla is being sued by the children of two people killed in a fiery crash in Dane County a year ago. The crash involved a Tesla vehicle last November 1st just outside of Verona. All five occupants were killed after the vehicle struck a tree and then started on fire. The plaintiffs, who filed suit in Dane County Court, alleged that design defects caused the fire and prevented the occupants from escaping the burning vehicle. Toxicology tests on the victim showed that the driver and all the passengers were legally drunk at the time of the crash.
For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulotz.
Back to the future with Fickle. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. Luke Fickle will be back next year as the Wisconsin Badgers head football coach. That from athletic director Chris McIntosh, who said the focus will be more on funding the program, not firing Coach Fickle. The Badgers host the number 24 ranked Washington Huskies at Camp Randall Stadium kickoff tomorrow afternoon at 3:30. Former Badgers coach Paul Christ said to be a candidate for the head football coach opening with the Oregon State Beavers. Basketball tonight, the Badgers in Northern Illinois in Madison. NBA, the Bucks and the Bulls in Milwaukee. NFL, we told you last spring it was the league that nudged the Packers into proposing a ban on the Philadelphia Eagles' famous tush-push play, not Matt LaFleur.
They did the annual
meeting. I'm not going to get into it. The NFL made a decision, and we have to find a way to try to stop the play, and it's a tough play to stop.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 58 this afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy. We're going to drop into the low to mid 30s tonight. Tomorrow, a little light rain, snow mix possible, minor accumulation with a high in the low 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.